Are you ready to start showing up as the best version of you? Ditching those diets, embracing and enjoying training, and learning that you are enough. Join me, Vicky Marks, or more commonly known as Vicky PT, personal trainer, nutrition coach, and female transformation specialist, on a podcast journey of inspiration, motivation, usable tips, and support to fire you forward into becoming that best version of you, plus some special guests along the way. You're listening to Strong, Confident, Transform. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome to podcast 138. How have I recorded this many podcasts and how are you all still listening to me? It's beyond me, but here we go. This one is probably going to get a bit tough and probably breaks the mold a little bit in terms of like this whole you're asking enough of yourself, you know, that kind of like that message out there that if you're a mum and you have a job and you're trying to run a house and blah blah blah, then it's enough. Like, be kind to yourself, take rest. You're asking enough of yourself to not have to do that other thing. I think this message is quite big out there, and I think it holds so many women back. Like, that kind of like acceptance that because there's this, and this going on in my life, I don't have to ask more of myself. Whereas I feel like this is where women lose themselves. They lose themselves completely to motherhood, career, and just trying to do all the things and spin the plates. And then when they lose themselves, it's like that's when they become miserable, and that's when they become depressed, and that's when they become overweight, and that's when they become completely hooked on sertraline or any sort of depressive medication. And it kind of just keeps flowing on. It keeps flowing on. It's like, before you know it, you're 45 in the depths of a shitty menopause, and it all goes back to not asking more of yourself when you were younger and you're doing all the things and trying to be kind to yourself because you had a lot going on in your life, which I know is a really massive statement to make. And maybe it's too big a statement for me to say here, but this is my space. This is where I voice my opinions completely honestly from my heart. So yeah, I think I definitely lost myself when I had the kids a bit. I lost myself in the first, with Owen in the first 9 months, I lost myself a little bit and then picked myself up when I realized that that was not what I was going to do. And the same thing happened with Phoebes. But I think we have a responsibility to not lose ourselves. I think we have a responsibility to be the best we can possibly be for our children. And if that requires you being selfish, prioritizing your time and actually putting yourself first, then so be it. So what do I mean by asking more of yourself? So I think we live in a world where we're so busy, like every day of the week. There's so much to be done, like the chores and the chasing the kids around everywhere and the work and the looking after each other and seeing our friends and seeing our family and holding a marriage down, all of that stuff. There's so much to be done. So then what happens is we get left behind. So your body gets neglected and nutrition gets neglected and exercise gets neglected. And the truth is, without us, none of the other stuff happens. So if you are that person that's putting everything else before yourself, then you are being really selfish because, you know, like putting everybody else first does not deserve a trophy. It does not deserve a medal. You are the best person in the world because you are so selfless. Like you don't, it doesn't get a medal because the fact is, how long can you maintain that for? not very long. Like, you just can't, because you end up being the person that burns out and then can't look after all the things. You end up being the person that's miserable, and then none of the people that you're prioritizing want to be around you because you're a miserable bastard all the time. So, like, it doesn't deserve a medal. It's actually quite selfish, because you are not lighting up the lives of the people around you by prioritizing them before yourself. It's like that whole gas mask thing. Gas mask. Don't put one of them on. That oxygen mask thing. Like, put yours on before you put anybody else's, because you are useless to everybody around you, including the people you love, if you don't put your mask on first. And the same thing goes in everyday life. Like, if you are eating shit all day because you're so busy feeding everybody else in the house, that's bullshit. Like, you have to call yourself out on that stuff. They can wait. They can wait for their dinner. Make sure you've got yours first. Like, and I know a lot of mums will be going, oh yeah, okay, this is really possible. But ask more of yourself. Ask more of the people around you. Like, ask for help. Like, this topic, yes, ask more of yourself, but it's all right to ask more of other people as well. And if you can't do all the things and look after yourself, then somebody else is going to have to help you do the things so that you can look after yourself, because it is really important. Like, our health is our number one wealth. And I know it's a very, I know it's said a lot at the moment. So many people are saying, oh, your number one health is your wealth. But it really is, because, like, nothing happens without it. Like, if you wake up every single day feeling like shit, like, with no purpose, no energy, dreading the day ahead of you, all of that stuff, like, that's not life. That isn't life. We have to change it. Like, we have to change it, whether it means asking more of ourselves or not. Like, I can't possibly fit any more in my life. Well, you can if you give up the shit that you're doing that doesn't serve you. Like, watching box sets on Netflix is not going to serve your life. Scrolling through Facebook and Instagram for half an hour when you wake up in the morning is not going to serve your life. You know, going out with people that you don't want to go out with. Like, there's so many women I know that are like, oh yeah, I'm meeting a friend on that day and that day, or I'm going out with so-and-so on that day, and they don't really want to. Like, why are you saying yes to things that you don't want to do just because you think you should, or you think that it's important, or you think that, you know, if you're not friends with those school mums, then your kids are going to miss out or whatever. Like, you have to start saying yes because you really want to do things and not because you feel you have to. So, like, make time in your life by saying no to other things. And I know that's really tough, because we are people pleasers, aren't we, in this nation? Like, we like to please people and we like to say yes because we don't want to look like the boring one that doesn't do anything, or we don't want to have people talk about us and say that we don't do things or whatever. But saying no is a big part of this asking more for yourself, of yourself. Like, say no. If there's things you don't want to do, say no. It's really important, because that's going to free up time for you to be able to do other things for yourself. And then there's the other end of the of that, where I think more people should be saying yes. So, like, if somebody asks you to do something and it's really fucking scary, like, just say yes and worry about it afterwards. Do you know, I'm waiting, I'm like literally manifesting it, for someone to say, will you come and do a talk to 1,000 people? I want to say no, because deep down, there's a massive introvert in me. Like, a lot of people would think I'm an extrovert because of the job I do and maybe the energy that I put out. But deep down, I am an introvert. I like my own company, and I get really overwhelmed with big groups of people. I like to be tucked up in bed by 9:30. I do like every now and then going out and having fun, but it's got to be with my people. Like, if you put me in a room full of people that are not my people, I'm not going to want to stay there. So deep down, I'm definitely a bit of an introvert. So it's deciding like what you want to do, what's good for you, and like what is going to light up your life and what is not. And yeah, so if you have to say no to things, say no, and then say yes to the things that scare the shit out of you, but you know will make your life better. So standing in front of 1,000 people really would scare the shit out of me. But I know it would be the most amazing thing for me as well. It would push me out of my comfort zone, put me in my power, which get me to what you guys know, because I talk your asses off on this podcast. But and if anyone's ever seen me do a talk or whatever, like I'm so in my power. Like it's what I love doing. But I am fearful of it because I am a raging introvert inside. So I don't really want to do that talking in front of 1,000 people, but I want to ask more of myself every day, because the more you ask of yourself, the more you evolve as a person and the more you see that you are important, that you need all these things. So on one hand, I'm telling you to say no to the things you don't want to do. But on the other hand, I'm going to tell you to say a massive big fat yes to the things that you know will change you but are out of your comfort zone. It's really important. Now, in terms of exercise, health and all of that, we live in this nation where we quit too easy. Like the going gets tough, let's quit. Like it gets a little bit hard, let's quit. Oh, but the kids need me more, I'm going to quit. Like, ask fucking more of yourself. Like, sometimes I want to bang my head against a brick wall so hard when I see the potential that some women have in terms of stepping into the best version of themselves, but they continuously put this block up of the kids are more important, the job is more important, the husband's more important, the house is more important. Oh, there we go. That's another week gone where I've sat on my ass and eaten shit. Like, nothing is more important. Like, you're going to have to start asking more of yourself. You're going to have to start asking more of yourself in terms of this whole quit mentality. Because the thing is, it's like anything we do, like the thing we do the most, we get really good at. So if you got really good at exercising every day, let's say, and you did it for long enough, you almost become an expert in it. Like, I am an expert in exercising every day. I do try and force myself a rest now, but, and why? Because I know that it makes me feel so good. I've become an expert in changing my state through exercise. I've become an expert in changing my state through my ice bath. I've become an expert in changing my state through eating really good food. So I know what to do when I feel all the negative emotions. I know what I have to do. Whereas what most people do is they feel an emotion, eat shit, feel even more shit, eat a bit more shit. And this habit and expertise in emotional eating becomes a thing. Or have a bad day and binge on shit. Binge eating becomes an expert thing. And before you know it, you're in the depths of binge eating and you're like, oh my God, now I've got this eating disorder. Where did it come from? And the truth is, it's because you did it enough. You repeatedly did that thing and now it's like you're an expert in it. So it's like just changing what you're an expert in. It's like, instead of becoming an expert in eating my emotions, I'm going to move my emotions. I'm going to get out and I'm going to try and change my state in the healthiest way I possibly can by moving my body. Now, if you get up at 6:30 a.m. because you need to sort the kids out, the lunchboxes, blah, 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 blah. Like, why don't you get up at 6 and do a little workout before you have to do all that? Like, we have to start asking more of ourselves. If you commute to London every day and the only time you can train is at 8 p.m. at night, train at 8 p.m. at night. Ask more of yourself because the benefits outweigh the negatives, always. Like all these little excuses in your head, you know, the ones that are going, oh, you've had a hard day, you're really tired, you don't have to do that today. Like, Why don't you sit on the sofa with a glass of wine? That is going to make you feel better. When deep down, we all know that is not the case. If you did a workout for 10 minutes, cooked yourself something healthy and then sat on the sofa, then you're winning, right? Because you're going to feel better. And there's this like feeling of, I did it. And I think if we can insert more I did it moments into our life, I think you'll be surprised with how that carries over into everything. Like the fear of doing something new. Like if you've been doing things that make you feel like I did it, like that fear of doing something new is less because you're like, well, I've done all these things so I can do this thing. So give yourself more I did it moments. Like challenge yourself to train every day for 15 minutes at 6 a.m. For a month. See how you feel afterwards. It sounds excessive, but 15 minutes or whatever, 7 days a week for a month. It can't be that hard, right? Getting up at 6 a.m. for a month to do a little bit of exercise is really not that hard. Like, just ask more of yourself. You don't need to be kind to yourself in these moments. Like, you're getting up to be kind to yourself. You're getting up to improve your health. Your health is your wealth. You're going to feel better. Everyone's going to want to be around you more because, you know, like we think by not looking after ourselves, you know, being overweight, unfit, whatever, just affects us or like you. Like being overweight and unfit and miserable all the time because you feel so shit about yourself, it affects you. But the honesty of it is it affects all the fucking people you love around you. Like they get to see that version of you all of the bloody time. So then, yeah, it might be about you because you feel it and you feel like shit all the time. But actually, it's more about the people around you that get to suffer because they get to see that version of you. And this is one thing that irritates me about mums. And I'm just going to say it out loud. It's my podcast. It's on my sleeve. Like not looking after yourself and putting the children first all of the time is so fucking selfish. Like think about who you want them to be. Think about who, like, you know, when they're 18 and you ask them about their memories of when they were young, what do you want them to be? Like, I 100% want my children to look back and be like, my mum was so fit, is so fit, obviously, because I'm going to be for the rest of my life. But she was so fit. She was so strong. She looked after herself. She had so much energy. She got up really early in the morning and got in an ice bath and blah, 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 blah. Rather than, yeah, my mum was miserable all the time. She snapped at me all the time. She hated herself. She said bad things about herself in the mirror. She never wanted to go out. And if she did, she had to try on 10 outfits before she could leave the house. Like all of these things. Like she complained about her body all the time. Like, do we want our children to look back and remember that? I know I don't. I know I don't. So sometimes we've just got to ask fucking more of ourselves. Like all this shit that we need to be kind to ourselves because life is busy is total shit. It is shit. Like if we want to achieve things in life, you have to do things that other people are not. And like, look at the successful people in life. It does not fall on a plate for them. Like, you have to put the effort in. You have to take action. You have to ask more of yourself. It does not just land on you, you know? Like, oh, look, I've done nothing and I feel amazing. Like, we have to do the things to make ourselves feel better. And I get that some of this stuff I'm saying today is probably quite harsh and might ruffle some feathers, might make you want to send swear words to me. It's okay. I don't mind that. I just want to ignite thoughts in people to make them think about things differently rather than I need to lose weight because I need to look better. Like, it does. I'm not sure that really, I think it has obviously a massive effect on your confidence and self-esteem. But the main thing I'm trying to fucking get at here is like, we need to be more for other people as well. Like We have to ask more of ourselves to show up as the person we want to show up as to the people that we love in our life. So take weight loss out of the fucking question and how we look and all that shit, and start thinking about all the other stuff I've said in this podcast. Like, what do you want your 18-year-old children to look back and remember? Like, this is big. This is big, deep shit. Like, write it down on a piece of paper. Like, how do you want them to remember you? How do you want them to remember their memories of you? It's really important. And God, if that can't hit you where it hurts, then I'm not sure what will. And then also thinking, like, this life is so fucking short. Like, if you want to feel shit forever, then carry on what you're doing. But if you want to live an extraordinary life, then you're going to have to ask more of yourself, and you're going to have to just do the things that need to be done for you to show up as the best version of yourself. And it's as simple as that. We can give ourselves all the excuses under the sun. Oh, I don't really like training in the living room. Or, oh, I'm so tired in the mornings, I just hit my snooze button. It's because I had such a long day before. Or, I can't train at 8:30 at night because I'm so tired. We just can't be bothered. So, like, we have to ask more of ourselves. If you want the extraordinary things, then you're going to have to do the things. You're just going to have to. And then find out that actually doing the things that you've been putting off for so long is actually making your life better. And you'll kick yourself and be like, why didn't I do this before? So say no to more people. Like, if you don't want to do something, say no. Say yes to the scary things, even if you don't want to. We can worry about it afterwards and then, you know, step out of your comfort zone and realize it was the best thing ever. Find a way. Find a way of doing the things you need to do to make you a better person. Find a way. And remember, like, if you've got children, how do you want them to remember you? Like, when they're 18, 19, 20, older than that, how do you want them to remember you when they were a kid? Like, it's a big, deep question, but it's a really good task for you to have a go at. So I hope this has ruffled as many feathers as possible today. I hope this has given you a massive, massive rocket up your ass. And I hope it's made you think about things in a completely different manner. Start asking more of yourself. I promise you, it'll be the best thing you've ever done. Until next time, catch you soon.